many Christians. If you've taken a new Christian's class or anything like that, you've probably memorized it and had it. I've taught it off and on, but I don't know if I ever preached a sermon on it, come to think about it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. We're going to actually start with verse 5 to get it in context a little bit, but our main theme will be verse 8 and 9, maybe 10 if we get to it. But this is a very important verse, well, as the Bible is very important, but when it comes to salvation, this is a very important portion of Scripture. It explains so much in it. Now, as all doctrine in the Bible, it is not only mentioned one place in the Bible. Doctrine is mentioned in many places in the Scriptures. There is no true doctrine that is only based on one portion of Scripture in the Bible. And you do not base a doctrine on a parable, the parables that Jesus taught. Now, many times parables explain a doctrine, but they're not based on a parable. Because a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly application. Well, if you're having a heavenly application with an earthly story, it's not going to be perfect because the earth is not perfect. But here now in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. Quickened means to be made alive. Hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works with God, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we just thank you for these wonderful words in your Bible. And God, I just ask for guidance and direction and clearness as we proclaim your message to your people here today. And God, I just pray that you'll hide me behind the cross. Let me proclaim your word for your people here, and that we might understand grace and salvation and what it's through. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the word grace is used three different times in this portion of Scripture here. Verse 5, you're saved by grace. Verse 7, the riches of his grace and kindness towards us. And in verse 8, for by grace are you saved. Now also, it is in verse 5, with Christ. In verse 6, in Christ Jesus. In verse 7, through Christ Jesus. In verse 8, through faith. In verse 8, gift of God. And in verse 10, in Christ Jesus. So we have two major themes here, grace and with and in and through Jesus Christ, relating to Jesus Christ. When God puts something in His Bible more than one time in such closeness together, then it's a very important something that we need to be looking at and studying and seeing what it says. But this verse 8, it says, for by grace ye are saved through faith. Now, by grace. Now, by is the means that something takes place. By is by how we get there. According to the dictionary, it talks about through or with. Denotes the agent, means, or instruments as a cause. As a city is destroyed by fire. Profit is made by commerce. To take by force. So, for by grace. This is how we get it. Grace is the means that brings us about. Grace is what makes it happen. Now, grace is a gift. Grace is something that you receive that you did not earn or did not work for. Grace is something we get that we shouldn't have. It's a gift. Now listen to this. For by grace ye are saved. Now the saved is the whole theme here. But then it says through faith. Through is the means, how you get to some place. We go through the tunnel. We go through the door. Going through is the means to get somewhere. So it's through faith by grace. So you have to go through faith. That means you have to be in the faith. You have to be a part of the faith. The faith has to be a part of your life. And the faith has to be what you apply through the faith. And what is it? Through faith and by grace is the means. And what do we get? Salvation. For by grace are ye saved through faith. You cannot separate them out. You cannot take them apart. They all fit together. And it's all one complete, perfect plan that God put together. For by grace, through faith, are ye saved. Are ye saved. Now, ye in the Bible is plural. Thee is singular. Ye is plural. Now, in the English, we just have, or English today, we just have you. That could mean plural, that could mean singular. But in the Bible, it's a little more clear when it says ye. The way you can remember between ye and thee is ye's got two lines sticking up and through's only got one at the beginning with the T. That's how I remember it. One is singular and one is plural. So ye are saved. That is present tense. Even though this was written around 40 or 60 A.D., it is present tense then. It is present tense now. It was present tense. It will be present tense in the future. It will always be present tense. And it is a positive statement. A definite statement. A statement for sure. It's not a pretend statement. It's not I think so or I hope so. It is a statement of fact. Ye are saved. This is something that every person needs to know in their life. This is something that every person needs to have nailed down positive for sure in their life without any doubts. Paul said, I am persuaded in who I am believed. And know that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. Persuaded to know. To be positive, not think so, hope so, maybe so. If this takes place, then I will. If that doesn't take place, maybe I won't be. If I die at the right time, or if I this happens, or that happens, or whatever. That's not ye are saved. That's ye are think I'm saved. Ye are hope you're saved. Ye are maybe I'm saved. No. Ye are saved. People say, well, you can't know that. God is a no-so God. God's not going to let someone step off into eternity not knowing their eternal destiny. That doesn't even make sense with God. And if you know that you know, then you know. But if you don't know, then you don't know. Because you don't know. There is no middle of the road, ride the fence, gray area. There is an exact time in a person's life when they got saved. It's called born again. He told Nicodemus in chapter 3, born again. You know there was an exact time that you were born. I know that because you're here. There is an exact time for the born-again experience, too. Now, sometimes we remember that time. Sometimes we don't remember that time. But we remember it because it happened. And when that happens in your life, it changes your life for an eternity. For by grace ye are saved through faith. And what's it say? And that not of yourselves. This is where religion gets involved. There's thousands of religions out there. All religion is in one of two categories. Grace or works. I don't care what you're talking about. Around the world, it's either grace or it's either works. It is either done or not done. Now stick with me a minute here. That not of yourselves. It is nothing that we have done. Not of yourselves. What's it say? Lest any man should boast. You cannot or do not have anything to do with your salvation. If there is any credit due at all to the person that is claiming to be saved, then they're not saved. Listen to this. If a person is claiming that they had something to do with their salvation, whatever it is, then it's not salvation. Now, that's not from me. That's from the Word of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. What else can you do with that verse? And not of yourselves. Where else can you take it? What else can you... What can you do with that? There is nothing... You have to change the Bible to get rid of that. Because that means it's not of grace. And that would make it of works. Now also, I got another verse here. We'll get to that here in a minute. Now, not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Gift. A gift is only a gift if it is free. I had a man give me a knife one time. Had a scabbard and all that stuff. Had my initials on it and everything else. And he says, give me a penny. I said, why give me a penny? He says, so that it won't sever our friendship. One of them, you know, customs or something they had. Well, even though it cost a penny, it wasn't free. Because for it to be a gift, it must be free. You heard the old saying, there's nothing free in this world? Well, that's true. Because somebody had to pay for it. We're remembering our flag. Our freedom cost lives. The freedom that we have, if you know the truth, you will be free. That is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid so it can be free. Yes, nothing is free. That's true. It has to be paid for somewhere down the road. That's where Jesus comes in. He paid for it. He paid our sins. He paid our debt on the cross. He took my place. He was my propitiation. He was my covering. He stood in my place. He took my sins. He paid my debt. He paid for my death on that cross. And He paid it, so it's free. It has been paid for. It is a gift. It is free because it has been paid for. And if I do anything to receive that gift, then it's not a gift anymore. It costs something. It is free. Salvation is God's gift to us. That's what we're all talking about here. If you didn't get it there, then verse 9 comes along. Not of works, lest any man should boast. If it didn't get it there, if you didn't get it that it's of grace, that it's not of yourselves, then I'm going to come in and I'm going to explain it a little bit more. Remember I said it's either grace or works. Not of works. It's not of yourself and it's not of works. That applies to anybody, anything, or any organization. Organization is made up of people, not of works. Lest any man should boast. I did this. I got that. I was able to do this. There is no credit due to anyone for anyone's salvation outside of Jesus Christ. If there is, then that person is not saved. According to what God says in His Bible. Not according to me or anybody else, but according to this book, the Word of God. And that's why we have Bibles in the pew. That's why we have you looking at the Word of God, so you can see it for yourself. I'm just here to guide you through it, so you can get it. That's all. Lest any man should boast. God does it all. God has done it all. What was the last thing that Jesus said before Father in thy hands do I commend my spirit? What's the last thing? It is finished. It is done. It's over with. It's taken care of. Now, God must receive all the glory. Now, in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, the Word of God says, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, works is no more work. It can't be both. It's either of works, and then grace has nothing to do with it, or it is of grace, and works doesn't do anything. You can't mix them together because anytime you put in works with grace, then it's not grace anymore. Anytime you put any kind of payment in with the gift, it's not a gift anymore. Only if it was a penny, it's still not a free gift. The only way someone can be saved is by grace through faith. What's it say in Hebrews? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And then down in verse 6 of the same chapter says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Faith in the Old Testament is called trust. Remember the story of Peter when they was out in the water and Jesus come walking to him? And he says, if thou be the Christ, bid me to come unto thee. And what did he do? He got out of the boat and he walked on the water just like Jesus is. Just like Jesus did, right? Until he started looking around him and he took his eyes off of Jesus. Then he started to sink. But at least he got out of the boat. At least he did something. That took faith. That took faith. To step out of that boat They was in a storm. It took faith of Peter to step out of that boat onto the water. I mean, they'd been told it all night. It was almost morning, and they haven't gotten anywhere. Do you believe God? Do you believe that God gave us a book? Do you believe this is the holy word of God? Do you believe that God is the truth and God is not a liar and what God says is true? Do you believe in God? Do you believe He's real? Then put your faith in Him. What did Jesus say? If you believe in God, believe also in me. John chapter 14. It's simple faith. Well, I've never heard that before like that. I've never heard that before. I've never seen that. What are you? You're just messing with my... I'm all confused now. It's all messed up in here. You're doing this and this, and I've been trained this and this and that. And it's just like tossed salad. Every time you stick your fork in there, you get something different. Everything comes out ever. God, it says in the Bible, is not the author of confusion. Confusion comes from man. Why? Because man got in the religion business. That's why. There is no other plan of salvation that makes common sense except God's plan. It cannot be disproven. It cannot be done away with. And there is no other plan. Well, they say, they'll use the example. If I want to go to Santa Fe, I can go up the freeway. Or I can go over to Mandarin and go around. Or I can even go all the way over to Gallup and Cuba and Los Alamos and come around that way if I want to. Well, I'll get to Santa Fe. We ain't going to Santa Fe. We're going to heaven. And there's only one way. And that's God's way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto me but the Father. There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. How many gods are there? One. By the definition of the word God, there can only be one. So there can only be one supreme being. It's not a shared position. There's not another one. Whoever is top, and there's only one top, and there's only one God. By the definition of the word, there can only be one God. It just makes sense. In Acts 15:11, we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 5:15, the grace of God, the gift of grace. Ephesians 2:5, which we read, by grace are you saved. Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation appeared to all men. Titus 3:7, that being justified by His grace. What I'm saying is, grace is all through the Bible. This is not just one place where you find this taught that it's through grace only. It is a doctrine that is through the whole Bible. No doctrine is only based on one scripture in the Bible or one place in the Bible. Grace through faith is the only way that the Bible has for anyone to be saved. I challenge anyone from Genesis to Revelation to find any other way that a person can get to heaven in this book. It is not. There's been a lot more brilliant people than any of us that have tried. And many of those that have studied the Word of God turn out and become Christians. Because they realize this is the truth. And it makes sense. Now, verse 10 comes in here. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Well, I thought you said about works. Hey, we are saved to work. You don't work to be saved. You're saved to work. Big difference. Now it says, ye are saved. This is talking to people that are already saved. Ye are saved, it says. For we, the ones that are saved, are his workmanship. What is workmanship? Something that someone has done. Something that God has made. We, the ones that are saved, are his, which is God, his workmanship. Anything that is in our life that is good is from God. Because all of God's work is good. And James 1:17, for every good gift and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, of whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, no changing. For we are his workmanship, what? Created in Christ Jesus. Created. To make something without any outside help. When you create something, that means you started without any pre-existing material. You heard the story about the man who says, well, I can make a human being. Just like God did with Adam, huh? So he picks up a handful of dirt and starts, he says, no, that's my dirt. God tells him, you got to use your own dirt. You see, God created out of nothing. You are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. And again, there it is in Jesus. He made you out of nothing. Because you're nothing without God. I'm nothing without God. Unto good works. Good works. We cannot take credit for anything good in our lives because it's the work of God in our lives. Not even, listen. You got to get this, Christian. If you're saved, the only reason you're saved, it was the grace of God through faith. It was a free gift, grace. The only reason that anything is good in your life now is because it was created in Christ Jesus. We don't have anything to brag about. We don't have anything to brag about with our salvation because we didn't have anything to do with it. And as a Christian, you don't have anything to brag about because whatever's good, God's done it in your life. It all goes back to God. All of the glory, all the praise, everything goes back to God because He is the creator of everything. He is the grace. He is the faith. He is everything that does everything in you. One of the ways he tells us is through his Bible. Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. So that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now listen to this. For we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained. Ordained is to be set aside for a special purpose. That's what ordained is. You are set aside for a special purpose. That we should walk in them. Do. As a Christian, a born again, saved Christian, you know you are. Ye are saved. Then you are saved to do. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. You are set aside. You are ordained. You were set aside for a special purpose. You're not just saved just to be saved. You are saved and set aside and ordained and set aside for a special purpose. And to do. To walk in. To do. To go. Action. There's nothing you can do to be saved, but you are saved to do. And we have no credit doing come to us at all. The only reason that I am here today, and the only reason that we have this message today, is God gave it to me. He gave me the Bible. He gave me the salvation. He gave me the message and the strength to present it. You don't know me the rest of the week, but my wife does. Listen, it's God that does it. For by grace ye are saved. Through faith. That not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. What are you trusting for your salvation? What are you trusting for your salvation? Is it real enough to take you through death? What are you trusting for salvation? Nobody, if they're honest, wants to go to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. And when hard times come, everybody gets religious. Because they're trying to get out of whatever they're in. But is your salvation real? What are you trusting? Can you go to the Word of God and look in there and find what you're trusting to get you to heaven? Well, I'm not a Bible study. I haven't studied. It's not that hard. And if it pertains to your eternal soul, I think it's important enough to figure out. Check it out. Check it out. That's what my mother-in-law did. She started looking into her religion. I don't remember what, Lutheran or something, I think it was. Doesn't matter. She had her little book that went along with it and all that. She started checking it out. She started looking in her book and studying her book and trying to find it in the Bible. She couldn't do it. She went to the library and checked out books about the founders of her religion. And she looked in their life and she looked in their biographies and she studied it out. She studied it out. That woman got saved. And she has grown faster than most Christians. Why? Because she got in the book. And she read it, and she says, oh, now it makes sense. Well, I just don't have time. You're going to die someday, and you sure enough won't have time then. Check it out for yourself. Check it out for yourself. Look in here. Ask questions. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's stand at our feet. We're going to have a time of invitation. You know, you get invitations for all kinds of things. Well, this is an invitation to know Jesus. It's not about being a Baptist or anything like that. It's about knowing Jesus. There wasn't any church that died on the cross. Only Jesus Christ. The cross is empty and the tomb is empty. Is your heart empty or is your heart full? He left the cross and He left the tomb so He could fill your heart. Dear Jesus, we ask as you take this precious word, all these precious stories in the Bible, that you'll apply them to our hearts and our lives. And it might be real. It might be real. It might be so real. We ask this in Jesus' name.